Radio 720 WGN. Matt Bubala here with you. Judy and Violetta and Sam, when you get a chance, you might want to swing by the Showcase studio because Nikki Allen from Knife and Tine is here.
What are we drinking?
I don't know.
I'm parched.
I'm in. I'll be right down.
Oh, but it's good.
Sounds good.
That is some type
Could you slurp that a little bit more?
That looks like a mule.
Get the full effect.
Listen, Judy.
Go just on. No, seriously. It's awesome. What is it? What does it taste like?
It tastes like some type of Moscow Mule, but I doubt it's a Moscow Mule. Dr. Marks is drinking the same thing. Nikki,
delicious.
We're going to need you to get over to a microphone here real quick and just tell us what in the world we're all drinking. Nikki Allen from Knife and Tine is here. Knife and Tine is at 1417 West Fullerton, knifeandtine.com. You hear Nikki all the time on Patty Vasquez's show, late nights here on 720. What did you just make us here?
I made you guys a Merry Mule.
A Merry Mule. So it's a holiday themed mule.
Yes.
What's different about it?
So the vodka itself is Figenza vodka, and that is distilled with fresh figs. And then I do a really cool Rockies ginger beer, which is actually made in Chicagoland area. I put some rhubarb bitters in there, and then there's just a little bit of fig and lime on top.
Now, is that the difference in all these limes? There's like, oh, there's this, there's that. But is it really in the bitters and the different things that you add at the end? Is that what really will make a mule different from other mules?
Yes. A mule in itself needs just to have an alcohol and ginger beer. So a Kentucky Derby is whiskey and ginger beer. Dark and Stormy is rum and ginger beer. So there's just different variations. But yeah, so a mule in itself just needs to have vodka and ginger beer. But I'd like to do the Figenza vodka, which is the distilled with fresh figs. Mm-hmm. And then do really cool Rockies ginger beer, which is from Chicagoland area, which I love them. And then I do some rhubarb bitters, which adds like this like extra level of flavor in there. Mm-hmm. And then just the lime juice that's in normal traditional ginger beer, and then some fig and lime on top.
The mules became such a huge thing in this past year, but I always think of them as such a great summer sitting outside drink. But are these a really good drink in the winter too?
Definitely. I think with the copper mug, just because it's the gold copper color, yeah. I feel like it goes great with holiday colors and ornaments and Christmas trees and all that fun stuff.
I want to say last year you and I talked about punches at some point.
Yes.
The holidays are a big punch time if you're having people over. Do you recommend that? Do you recommend let's make everybody individual drinks? Or do you like let's make a big bowl of punch of something so I don't have to tend to everybody all night long? They can just go take some as they want.
Any party, whether it's a summer patio party or a holiday party, I like to make my batched cocktails, which is exactly a punch bowl or a cool infusion jar, if you will. I just did a really cool Christmas party over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make you the next cocktail with that, but it's the cold fashioned.
Instead of an old fashioned, yes. It's the cold fashioned.
Play on words there. And I infuse this myself. I do bourbon and I do some allspice, cloves, cinnamon sticks in the infusion. I do that for about 48 hours. And then I add some maple syrup, orange bitters, and Angostura bitters.
So wait a minute. You're preparing this over 48 hours?
Yes.
Because that's where a lot of us go, I'm not going to think 48 hours in advance to get this started. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like Elf's diet, maple syrup. So you don't need to do this for 48 hours. If you just throw in some, like, in a big punch bowl, throw in the bourbon, throw in extra cinnamon sticks, extra allspice, extra cloves, and in the next hour, it'll infuse in that hour.
Okay. So you don't need 48 hours. If you have the time, that's great.
Yes.
But if you don't. And now you say you are a bartender. You know what you're doing. You're like an award-winning bartender. So you're saying, oh, you throw in this, you throw in that, you throw in this. I do that, and suddenly people are like throwing up all over the place because it tastes awful because, it's like, dude, you don't put that much of that in there. How do we know when you say throw in this, throw in that, how much we're really supposed to be putting in?
You definitely have to play around. When I made this cold fashion, I had to do it a couple times to realize if I'm doing 1 liter bottles or 750 milliliter bottles, which you'll see the sizes, mm-hmm. less, more, not as much or more of this.
Well, I guess that's the beauty of it. If you're making a big bowl or jar of something, you make it, you test it, you say, okay, it needs more of this, needs more of that. You can play with it. You can always add more of whatever to try and get the right mix.
Definitely. But if you don't have time, just think about what you like. So I do a really cool, and I've done this in the Tribune Tower upstairs, actually, really cool video with Patty. I did the Granny's bourbon, and mm-hmm. I infused apples, cinnamon sticks, and vanilla. And that tastes like apple pie. So if you like some flavors, you just mix all those flavors that you really enjoy, apple pie or holidays baking spices like I have for the cold fashion, just mix them all up and whatever you like. Or if you like summer flavors of basil or mint or berries or pineapple. Just mix a little bit of two or three flavors instead of a one-layered drink. Add in a couple layers.
Is there anything special we should do because it's a holiday drink, or just name it something and then call it a holiday drink? Are there any that like, oh, no, this is a hot toddy, this is really good at Christmas? Or is it just like, no, make whatever you want and then call it something and then it's a holiday drink? It doesn't matter.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both. So Merry Mule, I think that's fun to say. It rolls off the tongue really easily. I think figs in itself are more of a winter fruit anyways.
And they sound like Christmas.
Yeah. So there you go.
Dr. Marks, when you walked in, asked for a Hanukkah drink.
What
is a good Hanukkah drink?
I could have this at Hanukkah.
There you go.
Could. That's what it works just fine. A Merry Mule.
Yes.
Would you call it something different than a Merry Mule? Because we don't say Merry Hanukkah.
We don't. But you put me on the spot and I can't think of a... witty comeback.
This is
here.
The job.
I know. Well.
Mazel Mule.
Oh, fabulous.
There you go.
Mazel Mule.
Now, Violetta celebrates Serbian Christmas, so you have to make a Serbian Christmas drink
next.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's a plum
okay.
brandy.
Let's see what I have.
Oh,
I like plum brandy. Mm.
That Schlievo. That's what we drink really always.
Schlievo?
Yeah, Schlievovitz. But it's a homemade plum brandy. It's kind of like a moonshine.
Oh.
Nice.
That sounds good.
Have you ever made moonshine?
I have.
Moonshines
not.
Are a big deal right now, aren't they?
They are. And there's some pretty cool ones that are out there right now, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. Real quick, let me ask you about hot drinks. Because
yes.
You mentioned a hot toddy. Are there good hot drinks to make?
I have a couple on the menu. Come visit me at Knife and Tine.
Okay, what do you
have? So I have the apple toddy. I brought this in the studio 3 weeks ago. So I do hot apple cider. I do honey jack whiskey. And I know I feel like that's like a weird flavored whiskey in itself, but those whiskeys actually are made really well, and it has that natural honey sweetness to it. So apple cider, honey whiskey, I do a cinnamon stick, hot water, and a little bit of allspice dram, which people aren't very familiar with, but that in itself is like a spiced liqueur. So it's got the spiciness from the allspice and the cloves and the cinnamon again. You get the whiskey, because that's what a toddy is. A hot toddy is whiskey, lemon, and water. And then I put some apple cider there in too.
Is there any, I know this can sound like a stupid question from somebody who doesn't drink enough to know, but you know, you don't mix beer and liquor, right? Do you mix hot drinks and cold drinks? Or is it like, no, if you're making hot toddies, stick with a hot rum punch, stick with things that are hot throughout the evening?
I think in the trend of the bartending world, and especially in Chicago, the Chicago reputation of really awesome bartenders, we break all the rules. I made the hot toddy when I came here 3 weeks ago, but I made it cold because there was no way to heat it up here.
Sure.
So I made a hot toddy, but I put it over ice here in the studio.
Interesting. Okay. We're going to take a check of traffic. Sam has already made his way downstairs. You're not surprised by that because Sam wants a drink. So I'm going to ask you if you can make a couple more drinks, and then Violetta will work her way down. Judy will not tell anybody, but at some point she'll be down here because she's got to do news the whole time. But we're going to make a good, just a little taste, just a little taste.
Yeah, just a little taste.
To make sure that we're all on the up and up here. Let's get a check of traffic now with Violetta Podramatic. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes here on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala sitting in till 7 o'clock tonight. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything else that's out
Kwanzaa.
There.
Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Thank you.
Are we missing any?
I don't think so.
Festivus.
Festivus. Oh, that's coming up tonight. 6 o'clock tonight. We are having our airing of grievances. Let's face it, people. You have to start being nice to everybody, basically starting tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's Hanukkah, and it's also Christmas Eve, right? Yeah, that's tomorrow. And then Christmas is the next day. So really, over the next 4 to 8 days, you've got to be nice to a lot of people that maybe you don't really want to be all that nice to. So we're going to give you a chance. You're going to just clear the air. 6 o'clock tonight, we'll start taking the calls. It'll be the opposite of John's old Bright Side of Life, where you just come on and you just tear people apart anonymously just to get it off your chest. Because then after that, then it's like, okay, I got that out of my system. Now I can be nice. Right?
It's a great idea.
Shut up. 312-981-7200 is the number. That's Dr. Natalie Marks from Blum Animal Hospital, blumvet.com. Also in the studio is Nikki Allen from Knife and Tine at 1417 West Fullerton, knifeandtine.com. Big New Year's Eve going on at Knife and Tine.
Definitely. We're doing some really cool stuff. So on New Year's Eve, you guys can make your reservations on Yelp. We're doing a really fun prefix menu.
Okay.
And it's going to be about 4 or 5 courses. We're doing some really cool stuff like a duck and foie gras pot stickers, some king crab legs with bisque, and some hanger steak and eggs. And the best part of all of this is that if you don't want to order the prefix menu, you can definitely order from our regular Knife and Tine a la carte menu.
Cool.
So you get the best of both worlds.
What's the music going to be? What's the music situation? This is a big deal.
Oh, boy. You're
band,
I don't know.
Or DJ?
Oh, DJ.
For sure.
I'm not sure.
No room for a band?
No room for a band.
Okay. DJ it is. Sam, what do you got going on New Year's Eve?
I'll be working the next morning because it turns out Christmas Eve and Christmas and then I think New Year's Eve are all on weekends this year.
Yeah, they are.
So I got the short end this year. It only happens every 7 years, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
No, but it's good. So I'll be back here at 6:30 in the morning on Sunday.
But you're going to be out. I know you, Sam.
I don't know.
Like you're going to go home and go to bed at 10 o'clock and just pretend it's not New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. You're going to roll in here.
Here's what's going to happen. Sam's going to roll in here 3:34. He's going to hit the couch up in Club 720.
No way.
Sam, don't lie to me. Please.
Have you ever caught me in Club 720?
Please. No, because I don't go up there. But I've seen you roll in here at 1 in the morning when I'm on the air.
I mean, it happens. It happened more in the winter. Yeah, exactly. I think New Year's Eve is overrated, actually. You pay cover to get in. Yeah. The drinks are jacked up. And then there's usually a fight amongst somebody. Right? I mean, somebody wants to fight somebody. It's been built up for the whole year.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in this year.
All right.
I'll send you a selfie.
All right. Please. Yes. That will make my New Year's Eve. Thank you so much. Nikki Allen here from Knife and Tyne, knifeandtyne.com. Great New Year's Eve specials going on. Make sure to check them out. The airing of grievances is coming up after the news. You're more than welcome to stick around and air your grievances, unless they're about me because I'm in control of this. We'll get the news next on 720 WGN.